Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the continent of Africa. Africa is rich with natural resources, which is the reason that China and Russia are wanting to militarize this continent. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I mentioned Africa only to talk about Russia and China. They seem to have formed a partnership, a geopolitical offensive, to try to militarize Africa with Russian and Chinese military weapons and personnel and whatever they need. What do you know?
It's going to be interesting to see whether the Russians and the Chinese cooperate in Africa or whether they come into conflict. China, for the past, I'd say 15, 20 years, has invested enormous amounts of money to essentially buy up all the natural resources in Africa that they possibly can. And they will protect them with their own troops. And now the Russians are getting into the act. Just recently, they've gotten contracts in the Central African Republic, which is right in the center of Africa, where they are going to be rebuilding the military. They're bringing in private militias to do this. They're delivering weapons. They're training government forces and also handling the personal protection for the president. This is new. This is new for the Russians. We haven't seen this since the Cold War, when, you know, they were involved in the Congo and other places in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. Russia has not been back in Africa since then. To see them confident enough, wealthy enough, to be able to deploy assets in Africa, military assets, and to win friends and allies through arms sales and security training, I think it's a significant development. We'll have to see how far they go and whether the U.S. or the French, who consider Africa their backyard, actually intervene to try to put a check on the Russians.
Ken Timmerman with the details on why Russia and China want to militarize the African continent. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As the world moves closer and closer to the alignment of nations, as foretold in Bible prophecy, we see two superpowers looking to the continent of Africa for the much-needed natural resources that Africa can offer. Both Russia and China have a key role in Bible prophecy. Russia, at the beginning of the tribulation period, and China at the end. Ezekiel 38:2 reveals that Russia will lead the first alignment of nations to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, and that would include a number of African nations. That would be Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Egypt. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, and Daniel chapter 11 verse 40. With Russia moving to militarize Africa, these prophecies are in line to be fulfilled in the very near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...